These lectures are part of the Great Courses on Tape series. The Great Courses on Tape cover a broad array of university-level disciplines. The lectures in each course are either 30 or 45 minutes long. By listening for less than an hour a day, you can finish even the longest course in just weeks. Browse our catalog or website and imagine how much you could learn if you spent just 30 minutes a day for the next year in the best college classrooms in the world. The lecturers are university professors carefully selected by the teaching company and its customers for intellectual distinction and teaching excellence. The lectures on these tapes are titled The American Civil War. The lecturer is Professor Gary Gallagher. Professor Gallagher is the John L. Now Professor in the History of the American Civil War at the University of Virginia. Before coming to UVA, Professor Gallagher was Professor of History at the Pennsylvania State University. He graduated from Adams State College of Colorado and earned both his master's degree and doctorate in history from the University of Texas at Austin. His research and teaching focus are on the era of the Civil War and Reconstruction. Recognized as one of the top historians of the Civil War, Dr. Gallagher is a prolific author. His books include The Confederate War, Lee and His Generals in War and Memory, and Stephen Dodson Ramsier, Lee's Gallant General. He has also co-authored and edited numerous works on individual battles and campaigns and published over 8 dozen articles in scholarly journals and popular historical magazines. He has received numerous awards for his research and writing, including most recently the Laney Prize for the Best Book on the Civil War, the William Woods Hassler Award for Contributions to Civil War Studies, the Lincoln Prize, and the Fletcher Pratt Award for the Best Nonfiction Book on the Civil War. Professor Gallagher was president of the Association for Preservation of Civil War Sites from 1987 through mid-1994 and has served on the board of directors of the Civil War Trust. Each of Dr. Gallagher's lectures is outlined in the course guide that comes with these tapes. The course guide also includes maps, a glossary, timeline, biographical notes, and bibliography. You might find it useful to review the outlines before and after listening to the lectures. Lecture 25, Grant at Chattanooga.
This lecture will conclude our coverage of military events in 1863. We left off last time with the retreat of William S. Rosecrans's Army of the Cumberland into Chattanooga after the Battle of Chickamauga. Now we'll follow that story to its conclusion. We'll look at the difficulties that both Rosecrans and Braxton Bragg faced after Chickamauga. We'll look at the Confederate siege of Chattanooga. Then we'll bring Ulysses S. Grant onto the stage for a successful lifting of the siege during the Battle of Chattanooga. And finally, we will wind up with a look at the overall impact of the Union victory at Chattanooga on the war as a whole. But we'll start with the Army of Tennessee and the Army of the Cumberland in the wake of Chickamauga. William S. Rosecrans took his troops into the city, into the defenses of the city, after Chickamauga, and began to prepare for what he thought would be a major Confederate effort to retake that important place. As he strengthened his lines, he didn't know it, but as he was strengthening his lines, the high command of the Confederate Army was racked with incredible dissension, bickering, arguing. The same thing had happened to Bragg's high command after the Battle of Perryville. It had happened again after the Battle of Stones River. Recriminations and people pointing fingers at others. We could have done more if only this general had done better, or if this general had done something differently. The same thing is happening after Chickamauga. And it's interesting to compare that kind of behavior at the highest echelon of the major Confederate Western Army with what happened at the highest echelon of command in the Army of Northern Virginia. Comparison points up one of Lee's great virtues as a soldier compared to Bragg. As an army commander, more specifically, it wasn't enough to be a good strategist or a good tactician if you were going to command an army effectively. You had to be able to